Scott Morgan, broadcasting live on KSDP 81 and K201 DAFM in Sandpoint. Good morning and welcome to Saturday. Hope I didn't interrupt your rendition of Lake Wobegon Days, but we are playing live basketball here. The game has just got underway here in Sandpoint Gym. And we have the Lady Eagles on the floor with the rookies. The Eagles are wearing their blue jerseys with white letters. The rookies are wearing their white jerseys with the gold and black. And we've had a different starting lineup today. So we've had a quick turnover. We're 7 minutes and 23 seconds into this game. And it's still tied at 0-0. For our starting lineup for the Eagles, we have Madison Thompson, Nicole Gunderson, Justina, Alyssa, and Peyton Stroud as our starting lineup. For the rookies, we have Kiana Utek, Chanel Newman, Peyton Kazakin, Cameron Samuelson, and Kaylee Culver. So those are our starting lineups, and so far we're tied at 0. And it looks like we're going to have the rookies had the ball down underneath their basket, and we have a foul. Let me see. Yeah, looks like that's going to be a foul on Madison. First team foul. Here we go. Rookies have the ball. They're moving it around. Peyton has a shot at it. Doesn't go in. Comes off the backboard. Rebounded by Alyssa. Justina brings it down. Puts it up. Off the iron. Can't make it fall. And number 11, Kiana Utek, is right there with the board. Here comes Peyton. Peyton's bringing it up the floor. We're calling in off the landline today, so if it gets kind of funny, it's because I'll knock the phone off on a long reach around trying to see out the window here. So I apologize in advance if there's any technical difficulties here. But we've had another foul. It looks like that's another one on Madison. That's the second one on Madison. Little reach-in foul. But the rookies maintain. There is number 10. Chantel Mack is on the floor. Puts it up. Can't get it. Twice. Puts three back there by Cameron. Rebounded by Madison. And here comes Justina running down the right side. She has one defender met by Peyton. She kicks it back out to Alyssa. They're looking for some help to get set up. Beautiful day here in Sandpoint. Beautiful sunny skies out there. Low 40s. Hardly any wind. Nice passing the ball around. But Cameron was all over Nicole on the defense and couldn't get up that shot. So here come the Eagles. They're still working down. Alyssa gets down. Puts it up. Nice poke in by Chantel. She's able to save the poke away and recover. Great steal and turnover. Here comes Peyton. We're still tied at 0-0. Five, just under 6 minutes to go here. All right. Oh, and the rookies are moving that ball. They got it bounced down low to Chantel, and she kicks it back out to Kiana, but she puts up a shot, can't make it fall. Comes into Peyton Stroud's hands on the rebound, kicks back out, and just like that, the rookies are back in control, playing a little slow ball. Oh, a bounce pass down to Kiana, but poked away by Alyssa, but recovered. Chantel took a nice three-point range, puts it up off the iron. We still don't have a score here. Kiana has the ball. Kicking around, moving to the right elbow here. Nice scrub off there, picking up the defenders. Good job by Cameron. Peyton drove that all the way around, puts it up. There's a long distance two, goes up in the air, is coming down, fought for and rebounded. Finally, Kiana picks that ball up out of the mess and brings it on home. Here comes Peyton. Peyton Kazakin drives it down. She finds Chantel on the other side, and she puts it up and is fouled by Alyssa Ludvig. Going to the line for two. That puts the third team foul for the Eagles. Chantel has the ball. She steadies it down, shoots it up. Nice arc, but a little offline. Hits the right side of the iron and bounces out. All right. A little substitution. Looks like Alyssa Mobeck, Desiree is coming on the floor, and Madison is going to sit down. Second shot goes up. Nice job by Peyton Stroud to box out the shooter, and she gets the rebound. Kicks it way down, but a bad pass from Desiree to Alyssa Mobeck, and it goes off her fingertips and out of bounds underneath the basket. Attempted a great fast break. Sorry if you're trying to find the television broadcast. There's no one else up here but me to run the picture, so you're just stuck with my fine voice weebling in and out. And here come the rookies back just like that. Finally, we have points. Nice job by Peyton. She stepped right into the paint and kicked it back to Kiana on the left elbow. She puts it up, and that's the first points of the game. 2-0 now, 4:32 left to go. Eagles come back. Peyton kicks off the ball to Desiree in the paint. Back over to the left elbow. Long attempt there by Justina. Doesn't fall down, but picked up on the rebound by Desiree. Up off the board. Second come back. Here comes Justina from the upper left elbow there, and it comes down. And right there is Chantel. So three attempts and no points, and Chantel and the rookies come running right back with it. It's like number 20, Chanel, was retying her shoes there. Great-looking uniforms these gals have on both teams. The love those track racing stripes down the sidelines of the rookies. Look good in both the black and the white. Nice-looking team here. Well, the rookies have the ball, but the defense is working hard, and they haven't been able to get down. Here comes Chanel. She bounces down. She finds a wide-open Chantel, but she can't put it up. Looks like Nicole had a chance to swat that ball out, and she did. But last touch by the Eagles, so it's just a turnover. Excuse me, not a turnover, just swat out of bounds, but nice inbound by Chantel. And here comes Peyton back at the top, and she finds a trailing Emily Brando, who has stopped and can't quite get it, but has a presence to come around. And we're going to have a jump ball on the right elbow here, just about the three-point line. Nice work there. Still a low-scoring game. We're at 0-2. Ball goes up. Chantel gets the rebound, puts up again. It's going to be tipped out of bounds underneath the basket, but it's still maintaining the control of the rookies. Chantel with the ball to throw it in. She finds some help. She finds number 5 right there at the bottom, Christina Bakley. She puts it up off the backboard but can't make it fall, and there comes the first point. Nice job. Quick transition by the Eagles. Nicole Gunderson gets the ball, chases it all the way down, puts in a layup from the left side, gets it off the glass, and comes down to home. And we're tied at 2 with 3:09 left to go. Here comes Peyton. She finds Christina. I'll get my glasses back on here in a minute. Christina takes a look at a long three, goes off the front iron, can't come back. Alyssa Ludvig's there, and she gets the rebound, but Christina has her hand in there. Let me see. Excuse me, that was Mary Lee, has her hand in there and causes a jump ball. Inbounds. Quick passing by the Eagles. Chloe Gardner has it at the left side. She finds a moving Dantezza, who is coming in, and we got a ball stripped away down on the floor, recovered by Chantel, tries to get it away, puts it back, ends up in Dantezza's hand. Quickly coming down. Volleyball slap there by Desiree as she picks up a quick pass from Justina. The Eagles are looking to move ahead, try to get some movement. The ball comes down. Nicole Gunderson at the upper post. She puts it off, can't make it happen. Chloe Gardner gets the pass under the board. She drives around, gets out of distance, finds Dantezza at the right side. She puts it up off the glass, can't get it. Bounces out right there. His number 14, Emily. She picks up the rebound. She puts it all down, drives down the floor. They put up a shot, doesn't fall down. The balls are not going through the basket. We're still tied at 2. Great effort pass from Justina to Chloe down on the line, but it is interrupted by one of the rookies. It goes out of bounds, so it's side out. Coming in underneath their basket, Justina's looking for some help. She bounces down. She finds Chloe. Interrupted there. Desiree gets the ball. She puts it up off the line. Right there is Chantel. She gets a quick pull back, and there we go. Here come the rookies coming back up. Christine Eichley is playing really good on both ends of the floor. Gets great extension there as she's moving around. Here come the rookies. The ball is down on the right elbow here. Peyton is working around. The defense is working hard at keeping him out. Nice long pass into Chantel's hands, but Dantezza does a nice job poking it out. It's going to go out of bounds off the floor. Let's see. They're doing that last touch by Chantel, and a turnover coming back to the Eagles. Here comes that full course press by the rookies, though. Just like that, Peyton strips the ball away from Justina. She's got the ball. She's driving on. She kicks it back, puts it up to Emily Brandle, who takes a long two, doesn't quite fall. Coming through traffic is Justina. She's weaving down. She finds a fast-moving Chloe Gardner, who gets under the basket, goes up for a shot, and is fouled by Marilee Yachmanov. Nice job to get down to that right low post for Chloe Gardner. Get ahead, get the ball coming up in front, and fouled on the way to the line. She did really good on her foul shots last night. There goes the first one off the front iron. Just a little bit tight everybody is this morning. We're down to a minute 17 left to go, 2-2. Still tied, low-scoring game. Chloe's got the ball. She sets for her second. This one goes in and finds nothing but net. Nice job. We are now 3-2. It's a one-point lead for the Eagles, and here comes Peyton. Peyton is moving up the floor. She's now crossing the front court, met there by Justina. The Lady Eagles are working hard on their defense. They've kept people. Sean Kell has the ball at the right elbow. Nice steal there from Chloe Gardner. Ran up. She's running coast to coast. She stops, loses the handle on the ball, and right there was number 15, Merrily Yachmanoff, and she recovers right at the baseline, and here comes Emily Brandel bringing it back up. 45 seconds left to go. Emily gets the ball and a long two off the right corner, puts it up, can't find it. We have two hands going up for the rebound. We have Chloe Gardner and Merrily Yachmanoff going up for the ball, and it's going to be possession arrow goes to rookies, so there we go. Sean Kell has the ball. She's getting ready to throw it in. She finds Merrily. Back to Emily Brandel at the top. She finds Peyton is up at the upper elbow there. She drives into the paint, kicks it back out. Almost loses a handle on it. The defense is there. Desiree is there and steals the pass. Coming over to Sean Kell. But right there is a hustling number five, Christina Akeley. And she runs into, let's see, there's a foul on the floor. Looks like it's going to be a foul against Desiree as Christine was reaching in. That'll be the first foul. That's the fourth team foul, though, for the Eagles. Here come the rookies. Peyton has the ball, and she's bringing it on up the floor. 20 seconds left to go in this first period. Low scoring. It's a 3-2 game right now. Nice swat by Justina as the ball was coming over to Emily, and she pushes it out of bounds. 16 seconds left to go in this first period. Inbound. Here comes Peyton. She has the ball. She finds a down at the post. Sean Kell can't put up the basket. She puts it over to Christina. Dribbling around is Peyton. She's working on the left side. Back to the paint is Emily. She's coming back to the top. She gets it reset. Peyton comes across, gets it stepped down. That's the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. It's 3-2 in favor of the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. What a quick-moving game. Fun to watch. Fun to be here. Lots of seats up here if you're in the Sandpoint area. Come on down. Want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors. Really appreciate. You know, folks, this is the last and final of the KSDP broadcast of the regular season. We'll have some other folks helping out, but as we pick up the regionals, and hopefully we'll have folks on in the state. But we want to give a real nice shout-out to our sponsors, because without your help, these broadcasts wouldn't be here, and we really thank you. And if you're thinking about it, we can sure use a sponsorship as we move forward in these coming months ahead. But a real great thanks to the Shumigan Corporation and the King Cove Corporation, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, GCI. How about our airline crew with Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, and Penn Air? What a great job, and we appreciate that. And for the FV Red Hunter, one of the fishing vessels in the area, thank you so much for your sponsorship. If you're thinking about adding us, KSDP, to the list, well, just give us a shout at the radio station. Love to entertain and tell you how to make that happen. We're underway at the second quarter. Lady Eagles have the ball down underneath their basket, playing in the blue jerseys with a white and yellow trim. Justina gets the ball at the right elbow. She dribbles down, finds Desiree working the baseline, feeds it over to Nicole Gunderson working the left post, and she puts it up for two, and it's 5-2 in favor of the Eagles. We have on the floor Chanel Newman is bringing the ball up. She has Emily Brandel. Nice feed to Cameron Samuelson, who takes down the left side, puts it in for two. Got a little full court press coming here by the rookies. They're pushing it back. Nice feed from Chloe to Desiree, breaking to the paint, but she's all boxed up. Bad pass from Justina to Dantezza, but it ends up going between Dantezza and Cameron Samuelson. And we have a jump ball, and possession goes to the rookies. All right, here we go. Emily Brandel has the ball. She's bringing it up. She's met with Peyton Stroud. Peyton is given a height body look. Has Emily stopped up. Finally, here comes Chanel running across the top. She gets into trouble. Dantezza there is, and Chanel just kind of is trying to get her mind to stop and go, and the shoes move, and she slides, and that's a little traveling. So a quick turnover there. Passing coming back. Nice shot. Peyton has the ball way down at the right elbow there. She's got a pass or dribble out. She finds Dantezza. Gets it down to Madison, who's back in the game. Up off the glass, can't get it. Back to Nicole. High off the glass, doesn't get it. Rebound comes down, and there's Chantel Mack picking up the ball. Quick outlet pass goes up to Emily Brandel, but she's met there by two Eagles. Emily kicks it back and finds Chanel. Chanel's looking for some help. There is Chantel. She puts a fake, drives into the paint, kicks it back out to the right elbow. Chanel Newman puts it up off the front iron, but Nicole Gunderson grabs the rebound, rips it down, pushes it forward. Dantezza is met by Chanel Newman quickly over the line. Little contest going on there, and the ball comes down, kicks out over to Alyssa. Oh, saved by Nicole. Back to Alyssa, putting it back up on the left elbow. Can't get it. Rebound goes up. Madison is there off the glass. Can't get it. Off the glass again the third time. Chantel is there, and we're going to have a jump ball or a reach-in. I can't tell which, but there was a scrum going on there between Chantel and Madison for the rebound. And it looks like possession goes back to the Eagles. So nice jump ball call there, both hands in. The ball comes in down to Nicole. She's working on the right post, but we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Chantel as Nicole went up for it. Chantel had a little hand on the arm, was not straight up and down, was leaning forward and had blocked that movement. So that's the first foul on, well, they call it not as I saw it, but that was close. But the ball comes in and gets tipped away by Chantel. That foul is actually going to be registered against Kiana Utech, it says on the board. It's 5-4, a one-point game. Here comes Chanel Newman coming down, and it looks like that's a body foul there on Dantezza. It got a little too tight to Chanel, trying to guard her out. That's the first foul on Dantezza. The ball comes in, goes off of Kiana Utech's hands. Dantezza is going to race up the right side. Let's see what she does. She puts it up off the glass. It hits the iron. She gets her own rebound. She's on the floor. Alyssa finds it, puts it up, can't get it to fall. See, that was Madison. And here comes Cameron Samuelson working hard, bringing it up the court. We're still at 5-4. We're 5 minutes and 19 seconds left to go. Chanel Newman has the ball. She's sitting at the top outside the three-point line just looking for some help, guarded by Dantezza. Emily Brandel is there, sets up a little screen, doesn't work, covered all up, bounces that ball down to Chantel, puts it up, doesn't find anything but air, and Alyssa Ludwig picks up the ball, passes it forward. Oh, great attempt at a throw, but Chanel Newman jumps high in the sky, bats it out, grabs control. Puts up the ball, stops at the post. Alyssa has a block, but not good enough, and Chanel puts in for two. It's 5-6, one-point lead now by the rookies. Here come the Eagles, passing it down the left side. Back to Alyssa at the top of the key, outside the three-point. Into Dantezza at the top of the free throw, puts it up off the glass, can't get it. Ball comes down, ripped away by Chantel. Quick outlet to Chanel coming up. She drives the paint, puts it up off the iron, can't get it. Alyssa's there. She's trying to work out of the baseline, and she's going to be crowded out of bounds. But I think she's into control. Going to be a turnover underneath the basket. And here come the rookies. Looks like we have some subs coming in. I believe Dantezza is going to sit down. Justine is coming in. The ball gets thrown in, and quickly Chanel puts it up. An effort doesn't go in, but recovered there by Cameron Samuelson. We're at 5-6 with 4:11 left to go here in the first period. In the second period, first half. Ball's working on the left side. Chantel Mack has it. She loses it in traffic. Managed to get her own ball back. Quick pass by Chantel to Chanel, who has to run all the way to the edge of the line, is hustled up there, stops her feet, gets planted, passes it down to Kiana Utech at the post, but Nicole Gunderson does a fine job on the block out of the defense. The Lady Eagles are working hard on keeping up with their man-to-man player, and looks like we're going to have a lost ball by Chanel Newman along the edge there, right in front of the Eagles bench. And I thought he called blue, but he's got a white player there. So I'll see if they get it sorted out, but rookies maintain control. It's a one-point lead by the rookies. There goes Peyton on the floor. She comes back in. She takes a look at a long three, puts it up. Justina comes down and gets the rebound, but right there for the fight is Madison and number 15, Marilee Yachmanoff. and it's a jump ball. Possession goes back to the rookies again. Here they come, push in. Nice feed to Peyton down at the low post, and she just puts one hand right the balance and puts it up off the glass. Justina has the ball. Quick pass overhead to Alyssa Ludvig. She's going to have to dribble to get out. She's double-teamed. She tries to pass to Peyton, but she needed another half a court length because that ball went way sailing high. Rattled onto the maintenance door over there. Beautiful day in Sandpoint. If you're out there listening or hanging nets or down at the harbor, come on down. It's the last half of high school basketball happening here at the Sandpoint Gym for this season. What a run it's been since December. A lot of fun we've had out there, and welcome to this final day of February. It's a low-scoring game. It's 5-8 in favor of the rookies, and it's 2:57 left to go. Nice feed into Cameron Samuelson, who had the ball, kicked around the top, broke down into the paint, but was nice defended there by Madison Thompson. Kicks it out, and it's a turnover there as it goes out of bounds, and here come the Eagles, down by three. Quickly, Chanel Newman jumps up in the sky, and she pops that ball away, and the rookies are right back at it. Now they're picking up the pace. Here comes Peyton. Peyton has the ball. She's guarded by Justina. She puts it around. She finds Akeley. Christina. Akeley, and she does a little traveling with the feet there. The rookies are picking up that full court press. They're starting to wake up and get after things. Coach Barker likes what he sees. He just wants more of it. Peyton Stroud for the Eagles has the ball, and she's heavily guarded by Cameron. Big size difference there in height, and she finally gets rid of the ball to Justina, finds Nicole down at the post. Chloe Gardner puts it up for a long two, goes off the iron, can't be recovered. It's going out of bounds. Last touch by Madison Thompson trying to recover that ball. Couldn't quite get there. Out of bounds turnover. It's 5-8 still. 3-point lead for the rookies. Here comes Peyton. Peyton Kuzakin has the ball. She comes across half court, and she's met there by Justina. Justina gets a hand on the ball, causes Peyton to pull up, goes to Chanel. Chanel works hard on the right side. Nice little pick move there. Up off the glass, doesn't fall. Comes down, recovered there by number 20, Chanel. Chanel kicks it back to Cameron, finds Peyton crossing to the right side. She's guarded there by Justina, but Justina has too much body because she couldn't get away from the standing pick of number 15, Marilee Yachmanoff. So she just ran out of room and couldn't work her way through, and as she did, she ran into the ball handler, and it's going to bring a foul for her. That's the first foul on Justina. Turnover there. That's six fouls now for the Eagles. One more away, and oh, nice interruption there. We're going to have a step out of bounds there by the rookies. Turnover. It's going to be the Eagles' ball throw in, but great press coming here. The rookies have a big court press coming on, and the Eagles are working hard on their passes. That one gets away. Nice interception there by Marilee, but we have a over and back. They got the ball in the backcourt. They threw it to the front court and then back to the backcourt, trying to keep it away from the Eagles. The defense from the Eagles was pressing on hard, but we're down to a minute 38 to play, and here come the Eagles walking in. The rookies are set up in their zone defense. There we have Chanel Newman all over Justina, who gets the ball tapped away, but she recovers it back. Nice throw to Chloe. Chloe into Nicole. She can't find any help. She's got to kick it back out up over the rim, but there's no one there to pick it up but Cameron on the rebound. Here comes Peyton. Peyton's bringing it back up. We're at a minute 15 to go here. Peyton has the ball. She kicks it out to the left elbow there and finds number 5, Christina Akeley. Looks like we have a bump on the nose or the mouth. Peyton Stroud is holding something there. She's gotten a little pain. I think she picked up a errant elbow. Just making sure that it's okay. Peyton says, I think I'm okay. Coach Amos says, come on out, give it a rest. Let's take a look at it here. Dontez is back on the floor. But, yeah, not a flagrant foul, not a foul at all, just a loose ball grab and a tap by the long elbows of Christine Akeley. Here come the rookies. They have a 3-point lead, 50 seconds left to go. And we're going to get Chloe Gardner trying to keep ahead, but she can't get there and hold still long enough, so she's got a foul on her for a blocking foul. Girls are playing aggressively, but within tolerance. Let's see what we got going on here. Oh, that was a bonus foul, so we got a one-on-one shooting here for Chanel Newman. All right, she has the ball, settles down, puts it up in and out. Can't quite fall, but there for the rebound is number 15, Marilee Yachimov. Here comes Chanel. She runs into her own player, Peyton. They get tied up, almost stripped away by Chloe. Nice harassment going here. There comes the ball. Quick turnover there. We're 36 seconds. Justina has the ball, kicks it down, finds Dantezza. Justina has to dribble out. She's double-teamed there. Kicks it back over to trailing Dantezza, who puts up an air ball. Now the Eagles have her double-teamed. Nice effort there, but the Eagles had Marilee Yachimov double team, and we had an arm in. So let's see what we got there. Oh, Eagles maintain possession, but we're going to have the ball is thrown in to Desiree. She puts it up, rolls off the glass, and it looks like we have a substitution. Looks like Peyton Stroud is coming back. No, Alyssa's. Ludvik is coming back on, and Justine is going to sit back down. Let me see. I think that was a second foul against Chloe Gardner, and that's going to put Cameron Samos into the line. Here comes Cameron. She settles down, puts the first one up off the iron. There is Azari. She kicks it out to Dantezza, passes it ahead to Chloe, loses the handle, but dribbles on down, catches up, backs up a little bit, gets out of the way, puts it into where Dantezza was, but not where she was, and missed her. Pass goes up. And we're going to see, I think there's going to be a foul, a reach-in foul on one of the Eagles. Let's see who they put that one on. And it's going to put I believe that's going to put Christine Eichle to the floor. Oh, nice job, Christine Eichle. She takes that one step. She gets the second shot. And she put the first one in. It's 5-4. Here's a chance to make it a 5-point game with 9 seconds left in the first half. Christine has the ball. She puts up the second one off the glass. Doesn't make it. Desiree has the ball. They haven't watched the clock. They're working down. Alyssa has the ball. Feeds it to Dantezza. She puts it up off the iron. Can't make it fall. Rebounded to Marilee Yachimov. And that's the end of the first half. We are now at the end of the first half. It is a 5-9 at the end of the half. Mr. Virgil, are you there?
I am right here, Scott. You ready for your halftime break?
And yeah, we'll take a halftime break. Do you want to do the list of sponsors over there?
I will do that. No problem.
All right. And I don't know if I gave enough shout-outs for our fine radio station at K201DAFM, translating in King Cove. I'll catch you later in about 9 minutes.
Will do. I'll talk to
you
soon.
All right, see you then. Bye-bye. All right, wonderful. Virgil, thank you. We're about a minute and a half here from the start of the second half. What a great game it's been, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't hear exactly what time, but I know Coach Barker has been in contact with Mr. Theo. They've got time set up. Weather certainly looks good on the Sandpoint side. So I'm expecting teams to transition rather quickly this afternoon. What a beautiful day here. We have the last day of February 2015. Nice time to be out playing basketball. We have the boys in King Cove and the girls in Sandpoint. It's a tight game here through the first half. It's been back and forth, a low-scoring game. We're at 5-9 in favor of the King Cove Rookies. Beautiful day out here. Hey, if you're of the thinking and praying mode, I know that would you please lift up a prayer for the medical team working there on our borough mayor, Stanley Mack. He's undergoing surgery this morning. So if you have that in your heart and mind, would you please ask God for care in the treatment of our mayor. Thank you so much for that. We're getting ready to get underway here as we start this third and final game. First game was won by 2 points by the Eagles. Last night's game was won 2 points by the Rookies, and we're getting ready to get underway here now on this third and final game. If we were playing baseball, we'd call it the rubber match. But not only is it the third and final game of this series, it's the final game of the season before regionals. The Rookies have the ball. They get a quick throw in there. Interrupted, though. The Eagles playing great defense. Nice tip away by Peyton Stroud to reach over the back. Down to Justina, who finds a trailing Madison coming in the right elbow there. She gets to the post, puts it up off the paint. It's 7-9. Quick press there by the Eagles against the rookies, but here comes number 15, Merrily Yachmanoff. She kicks down, drives it out. She finds Christina Eichley down there. She puts it up, can't make it fall. Rebound is kicked out to Justina. She goes down and does a running coast-to-coast layup. It's now tied 9-all. Quick, fast-moving pace. The girls are waking up here. We have a whistle on the floor. Looks like we're going to have a 30-second timeout called by Coach Barker. And what a fast and explosive start to this third and final half of the game. Third quarter, final half. We're back tied all at 9 apiece. Quick moving by everybody on the floor today. It's just a lot of fun. So glad you're here with us. Once again, nice shout out here to our sponsors, the Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the Copper Whale Inn, right downtown in the heart. I think it's right at the end of Fifth Avenue and L Street there. Great little location in town. GCI, the FB Red Hunter, Wastec Electronics, and don't forget we have Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, and Penn Air. And we're back underway. The rookies have the ball. They steal it away. We have a bump. Let's see what we have. I can't see the referee. Looks like that might be a blocking foul. That's the second one on Nicole Gunderson, who just couldn't quite get ahead, was blocking that lane a little bit. Here come the rookies. Sean Kell's looking for some help. She gets a bounce pass into Kiana. Gardner tightly on the side. Double-teamed around, but she works down through it. She kicks it way down to number 15, Merrily. Stolen by Justina, but Justina was caught traveling in that transition. So before she could cross the half-court line, she was running before she dribbled. Turnover again. Back to the rookies. Sean Kell has the ball. She's looking for some help. She finds number 5, Christina Eichley. She kicks it down to, I believe that would be Emily Brandel on the floor, and she's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. She was right in the middle of the paint, just inside the free throw line. And they're going to call that a foul on number 10, which is going to be Justina. Emily puts the ball up. She has that quick little scissors split step as she goes up in the air, but she has the right range, and she drills that one. Nothing but net. Falls down in. Here she comes. Next one. She pops that one up. Next one rattles around, goes up, and then drinks down the cylinder. So it's 9-11. It's a two-point lead. Here come the rookies putting on their own full court press. Peyton Stroud is on the floor. She's covered up the ball, and she's getting some pressure there. She had Sean Kell behind her and Merrily Yachmanoff in front of her. So we have a possession goes to the rookies, comes over to the side. Here comes a throw in. Nicole down, back to Peyton, back up to Justina. She takes a dribble, dribbles down into the paint, comes through, puts up a little running floating teardrop of her own, drops it in. We're tied at 11 again. 6:45 left to go into the half. In the third period here. Eagles are putting on their own style of the full court press. Madison is guarding Sean Kell all the way up the court, kicks it back to Emily Brandel sitting at the top. She's backing up. She's got to walk that half-court line. She's hammered there by Justina. Quickly, she gets the ball off. We have Merrily Yachmanoff. She's working off the top. She's guarded by Alyssa. Nice pickup there. Number 11, Kiana Utek, did a great little screen, interrupted Alyssa. They put the ball up, and they get a nice score off that one. It's 13-11. Here comes Nicole Gunderson. She gets the ball across court to Alyssa. Alyssa's working from the left to the right. She comes back across to the center. Justina takes a look at a three-point up off the iron. Can't get it, but Nicole's there with the rebound. She dribbles up off the glass. Can't get it. Madison's there off the gas, and she on the third putback gets it to fall, and we're still tied at 13. Quick-moving ball. Here come the rookies. They've got the ball looking for a pass in. Lots of pressure here coming, but picked up by number 15, Merrily Yachmanoff. We have a little falling over each other on the floor. No foul. Turn around to Justina. Down to Madison. Up off the glass. It rattles in for two. It's 15-13 in favor of the Eagles. Oh, and a throw in to Sean Kell. Down to Justina. She's tied up. Puts up a long one. Can't get in the rebound there with the long outstretched arms. Here's number 15, Merrily Yachmanoff. She gets the ball, and while she's controlling it, she goes to the ground. Kicks out of bound. Let's see what we have. Is just an out of bound? Nope, it looks like we have a foul. And we have a sub coming in here. Let's see if the board gets my foul line up. Looks like that would be a foul on number 45. Here comes the ball. That would be on Peyton Stroud. Ball goes up. Three rookies there to go up for it. It comes off their hands and goes out of bounds underneath the boards. We're 15-13, and here come the Eagles coming back the other way. Justina has the ball. Four rookies on the half front court line trying to tie her all up. Bad pass intercepted there. Number 14, Emily Brandle, has the ball. She kicks it back around. She finds Peyton Kuzakin, who's on the floor. She does a bounce pass in, but a nice reach in. Looks like we have a possession for a reach-in, a nice reach-in steal there by Peyton Stroud, but it ends up with a jump ball, comes down. Oh, great effort there to bounce that ball into Kiana Utek, but she can't go up in the air. She comes back, kicks it back out. Peyton Stroud settling down the team. Nice into Kiana. She puts it up. But looks like we're going to pick up another foul on Nicole, who had her hands bent over the top and didn't allow her to go vertical. That'll put Kiana Utek to the line. Shooting two. It's 15-13 in favor of the Eagles. Kiana has the ball, puts it up high. Hardly any rotation on that ball, and it drops right through the cylinder. Nice. Couple more transitions here. We have Nicole Gunderson sitting down. Desiree Moback coming in. We also have Cameron Samuelson on the floor. Kiana has the ball. She sets. She puts the ball. Nice high arc off the back iron. Comes down. Desiree's there. Gets the rebound. Madison was out of position. Goes the other way. Down to Kiana. Tipped away by Desiree's long arms, but controlled still by Kiana. Kiana has the ball looking for some help. She finds Emily in the corner. Kicks it out to Peyton. Up to Shaunkel at the top of the three-throw line. Way downtown to Kiana. Wide open underneath there. Big height advantage between Kiana, and Peyton Stroud. But Peyton's going to draw the foul on that. A little body movement there, and it's a one-point lead for the rookies. They're 16-15. Apologize that the transmission on the TV isn't there, but Kiana puts up that shot, and it drains in. So she picks up that point, and it's now a two-point lead, 17-15. Here come the Eagles. Alyssa has the ball. She's working down the right side, kicks over to Justina. Justina has the ball. She's going to drive around. She's looking for some help. Finds Peyton Stroud, kicks it back to Justina. Justina's looking for some help. Tightly guarded by Emily Brandle. Back around. Now Justina's going to try to come back to the right side. She's looking for some help. We've got to switch off. Madison's there at a long two. She puts it up, finds the front iron, can't get there, but Cameron Samuelson boxes out, gets the rebound here, almost loses his handle on it. Finally, we get into the front court here with Peyton Kuzakin. Way down to Kiana. She puts it up high off the glass, can't get it. Desiree's there, grabs and pushes the ball away, and here comes Justina. She's dribbling through traffic. She's running down ahead. She's one on four. She weaves through traffic. She loses the handle. It's going to go out of bounds, nearly out of bounds, saved by Peyton Stroud. Comes down, interrupted by Emily, but Justina picks up the loose ball. It's a two-point lead, fed down to Desiree. We're going to have we have subs coming on the floor. Let's see who the... Looks like that was last tapped out underneath the basket by Shaunkel. Nice working as Desiree was trying to work the baseline. Here comes the Eagles throwing into their own basket. Down to... Quickly, three passes, boom, 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 and into Madison Hand standing at that half post there, and we're tied up at 17. Here comes Peyton, long downtown, interrupted by Dontezza, so it's back, but Shaunkel recovers it, up off the glass, can't get it. Madison's there with the rebound, into Alyssa, quickly into Dontezza. She's pushing the floor, bounce across, oh, over and back, saved by Dontezza, going out of bounds. Justina's there, needs some help. Down to Desiree, who dribbles around the right side, over to Madison, waits, pauses. Can't get it. Looks like she had the last one to touch the ball as it went out of bounds, but nope. Last touch by a rookie going out of bounds. Going to come back to the Eagle side. Here we go. Nice bounce pass. Great effort by Alyssa up and over, but she can't make it. Air ball. Quickly, the rookies are coming back. It's tied at 17. Oh, a quick pass to Emily's feet. Unfortunately, she couldn't bend over that far. Gets it kicked out, goes out of bounds. Turnover on the rookies. Substitutions coming on the floor. Emily's going to sit down, and Chanel Newman's going to come back on the floor. Love those teal green shoes that Chanel has. Here we come. Ball's thrown in. Alyssa has it. Three passes. They're up at the elbow. Madison's breaking down. Can't find it. Gives it back. Puts it back up. Can't find it. Dantezza gets the ball on the outlet. Hamda Alyssa. Oh, I think we're going to get a foul on Chanel as she was trying to get her arms across to block Desiree, but didn't quite get the airborne and going to get a little slap on the hand, I think. Let me see. Yep, they've decided Desiree was in the act of shooting because she was going up with the ball. And that's the first foul on Chanel. Here comes Desiree. She settles the ball down. She puts it up. Nice spin. Flat-footed and goes right in. Nice extension all the way through. Just nice and control, and it goes right in. It's 18-17. Desiree has the ball. She settles down. She locks, loads off the back iron. Can't get it, but Dantezza gets the rebound. Finds Alyssa, kicks it back to Justina, takes a look at a long three, up in the air, goes off the air, not there. Dantezza swings back, gets the rebound, over to Alyssa, down to Desiree, puts it up off the glass and drops it in for two. It's a three-point lead for the Eagles, 20-17, 2:18 left to go in the third period. Oh, and we have Hayden Kazakin makes one of her rare problems, and she palmed the ball over as she was walking across the half-court line. She was carrying the ball as she was dribbling right in front of Coach Pogue there, Ref Pogue. Here come the Eagles. Quick turnover at the half court. Three-point lead. 2:10 left to go here in the third period. Dantezza's on the floor along with Desiree. Desiree gets the ball, drives into the paint, can't make it. There's Alyssa for the up-back, can't get it. Chloe gets the rebound. Here comes Dantezza. She feeds out to Dantezza. Slapped away. Dantezza's going to get the ball. She could have gone and grabbed that ball, but she, poked away again. Back into Peyton Kuzakin's hand, and she puts it up for two and draws a foul on the way by. Going to have a chance to tie this up and go ahead. It's 19-20 in favor of the Eagles. Peyton Kuzakin at the line. I love those black and gold shoes that Peyton has. Matches the team colors there. Looks like a great uniform. Peyton has the ball, puts it up, bounces off the front iron, and goes in, comes down. Tied up the game, 20-20. Quickly, the Eagles come down. Outlet, outlet, outlet. Four passes. Finding Dantezza at the free throw. She puts in off the glass, bounces in, and bounces back out. Oh, a nice intercept in there. Down to Madison. She can't find it up off the rim, and that goes down for two, finally. It was an unstable ball, rolling around, not too sure of itself. Here comes Cameron. Nice throw in. Nice presence of mind of Chloe Gardner with her back to the incoming ball to get her hand in the air. But there's Peyton who tips away a pass to Madison Thompson. The Eagles are ahead 22-20. 1:18 left to go here in the third period. It's a fast-moving game on the floor out there, folks. If you got time, come down to the fourth and final quarter because we still have space here in the stadium. Dantezza has the ball. She's sitting. Oh, she tries to get a pass into Alyssa. It's interrupted by Chanel. Bounce pass to Desiree at the upper post. She puts it down, can't find it. We're going to have Dantezza making a flying leap to put it back in bounds, but she comes down on the line at the baseline. We're going to have a throw in by the rookies, a nice press by the Eagles. Here comes Peyton, down by two, 55 seconds left to go. Kick pass to Cameron. Cameron has the ball on the left elbow. Back to Peyton at the top. She's looking for some help. She finds Kiana Utek breaking through the bottom, but she can't turn around and get it in. Quick poke by Chloe, but Chanel recovers. Chanel drives right past Chloe, kicks down to Kiana. Back to Chantel. Chantel takes a look. She drives across the free throw line, comes out across. She's over at the right elbow, guarded by Madison. Bounce pass to Kiana, but interrupted by Peyton. Goes on the floor, kicks back to Chantel. 23 seconds left to go. Chantel takes the ball, drives around the free throw line, but she's got a pickup there by Dantezza, who blocks the path. Back out to the top is Cameron. Cameron has the ball. Finally, Peyton comes back to the top. We're down at 10 seconds. The rookies are down by two. They're asking for some help. Peyton gets Kiana to move up to the right side. Alyssa comes out and challenges. Comes down the wall, blocks off. Over to the Kiana on the right side. Puts up a last-second shot. Hits the front iron. Crosses to the side iron. Comes off. No point. At the end of three, it's 22-20 in favor of the Eagles. Wow, what a game it's been down here. Getting some points on the board. Having some activity. It was a quick start to the third period, the start of the second half. Want to give a nice shout-out to our sponsors here on this third quarter break. thank you to our airlines out there that keep our people flying around and do it safely. I want to give a real special shout-out to Penn Air, serving all of Western Alaska down here. We really appreciate that connection and the great support they've been over the years. And Grant Aviation. Also, we want to thank new to the area here is Eider Air and Lake Clark Air. Don't forget, if you've got a big freight thing, they can move freight as well as people all the way in and out of Anchorage. Thanks to Wastec Electronics, the FV Red Hunter, GCI Wireless Connections, the Copper Whale Inn, the King Cove Corporation, and the Shubigan Corporation. Great sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor, give us a call down at the station. We'd love to have you. This is Pastor Scott Morgan broadcasting on KSDP, also K201DA-FM repeating over in King Cove. Give us a shout on the line. Oh, a nice pass, quick down to Madison at the post. She's boxed out by Sean Kell, kicks it back, up off the glass, can't get it. Going to be reached up by Kiana, but it's going to tap out of bounds and quickly come back. The Eagles will have a chance to throw the ball in under their basket. It's 22-20 as we start the fourth and final period of the high school basketball season in Sandpoint, King Cove. Ball came in, fed to Dontezza. She tried to dribble out of it, lost the handle on it. Looked like Madison is going to have a reach-in foul. She doesn't quite understand how that was, but it's going to be a foul and it's going to be a turnover. Should be, looks like we're going to have a one-on-one shooting because it's seven fouls against the Eagles, only one against the rookies. So that takes number 15, Merrily Yachmanoff, down to the free throw line, waiting for the participants to get down there. This is a one-on-one shooting, or just a one shot. Up off the iron and it goes in, but since we're at seven fouls, that'll be a bonus shot, so she's getting the second one. The first one didn't look real great. Here comes the second one. Up off the front iron, comes down, but Dontezza was there to grab the ball, and that's going to make a jump ball, and possession is going back to the rookies. Nice job these girls are doing to get that that trailing player instead of being going for the height, blocking out. Here comes the ball, bounced in, but Madison picks up the ball. She has a bad pass, and Emily Brandel's there to rip it out of the sky. She's guarded by Dontezza, pushing her on the right side. She finds number 15, Merrily, coming back up, and she's slowing the ball down. Merrily has the ball, and she kicks it down and finds Sean Kell. Great effort there by Sean Kell to push it on into Merrily Yachmanoff, but the long outstretched arms of Chloe Gardner tipped that ball away, put it out of bounds, but still side out for the rookies underneath their basket. Bounce pass in, and Chloe's quick hands tap it out again. Nice job by Chloe to work that defensive line. It's 22-21, one-point lead for the Eagles. Sean Kell gets the inbound pass. She dribbles up to the top. She's at the three-point line. She stops. Madison's covering her up. Oh, great poke away. Looked like Chloe had too much body, though, as she was trying to poke away, as Merrily was moving to the left and Chloe was moving to the right. Little collision there. That's going to send Merrily back to the free throw line. She puts that up off the iron. Can't get it. Sean Kell gets the rebound. Madison's there trying to box out, but she can't get the box out. Going to get a pick-up, a foul on Dontezza, who looked like she had straight-up hands, but looks like she had a little contact. And that's going to be the third foul on Dontezza, and that puts Sean Kell to the line. It's a one-point lead for the Eagles. Sean Kell takes it. She puts it up. Nothing but net as she drains the bucket. Here comes the second shot. The girls are ready. The ball leaves. Up off the iron, Desiree is there to get the ball, but Kiana Utek has a hand over it and taps the ball out of bounds. So here's going to be a side out, throw in for the Eagles underneath the rookies. Gets up to Alyssa, off her fingertips, and right into Kiana Utek's hands. Quickly there. Oh, a nice interruption there. The Eagles snap it right back on a good deflection. Way downtown to Madison, and she can't get a handle on it, and she loses it out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover. 6:58 left to go. Just under 7 minutes here in the fourth and final period. And then it's a turnover. We're tied at 22 all. The rookies are throwing the ball in. Here comes Emily Brandel, guarded quickly and tightly there by Dontezza. Emily has the ball, takes good control, brings it across the court line. She's at the top. She's going to drive the paint. She kicks it out to Kiana, up off the glass and in for two. Nice job. Nice dribble and feed by Emily. But here comes the ball. It's in Madison's hands. She's working up the right side. She's being guarded there Oh, throw to Desiree. She can't keep a handle on her. It comes back. Here comes number 15, Marilee. She takes it down. Chloe is there and does a nice job of blocking her out. And Marilee uses her footing, slips on the floor in a traveling call. So we have a turnover and a throw in. Here comes Desiree trying to find some help. She's got to get the ball to Madison. Madison's being guarded by Marilee. Marilee's got her hands all over. Gives it up to Desiree. Quick cross court. Nice back to Alyssa. They're looking for some help. Waited too long to drive into the basket. All the rookies are back in place. It's a two-point lead for the rookies. Down to Alyssa. Over to Desiree. Almost loses a handle on it. Kicks it back out. Nice hustle by Marilee. She taps the ball out of bounds. We're going to have some subs coming in on both teams. Justina's coming in for Dantezza, and Chanel is coming in. Nice throw in. Desiree has the ball, puts it up off the iron, can't make it fall. Picked up on the rebound by Chantel. Quickly driving, Chanel comes down, feeds it to Kiana on the right post. She puts it up off the glass for two. It's a four-point lead for the rookies. Full court press. Chanel's all over Justina. Can't find some help. Gets it back to Alyssa. Alyssa feeds it back to Justina. She drives up into the paint. Down to Chloe at the elbow. She puts it up. Can't quite get it. Air ball picked up quickly by Chantel. Long down toward pass to Chanel Newman, but she steps on the right line over there just by the door exiting the gym. Turnover there. It's a four-point lead for the rookies. Chanel gets her shoe retied. Eagles have the ball. Oh, what a lucky break for Chanel. Great instincts on her part to run back to her open player. Knocks the ball loose. Looks like she's harassing that left side of the stadium, of the floor. I believe she tapped the ball out as they were being dribbled up. And we're going to have a throw-in. 5:26 left to go. The Eagles are down by four. Here comes the throw-in. Justina's at the top. She's coming against Emily Brandel. Alyssa has the ball at the right elbow. Way downtown for a three, and up it goes in by Justina. It's a one-point lead. And they're calling out defense by Coach Amo. Here come the girls. They're coming. Kiana works that right side up and down. Nice block by Madison, by Alyssa. Get a clean hand and stop the ball. Here comes Justina. One of the rookies is on the floor. Chloe's got the ball down to Desiree. She should have just shot it. Desiree goes up. Nice block by Kiana on the ball. It's 25-26 in favor of the rookies. Throw in by the Eagles underneath their own basket. Down to Madison. Kicks it back to Justina. Has the ball. Kicks it over to Alyssa. Alyssa takes a look at a long two. And in nothing but net. Nice shot. Feet around. It's 27-26. 4:44 left to go in the final period. And it's a one-point lead by the Eagles. Here comes Chanel Newman. Kicks it way downtown. Too hard of a pass for Kiana to pick up and hang on, and spins her out of bounds. Quick turnover. Fast-moving game here in this fourth quarter, this third and final game. Here comes the inbounds. Down to Justina. Quickly, three passes, four passes. Alyssa should have taken a shot. There's Madison. She takes a look up off the iron, goes down. Chantel rips the rebound down, passes it ahead to Chanel. Chanel chases it down, puts it up as a running layup, and she drops it for two. It's a one-point lead for the rookies. We have a timeout on the floor. Lots of action. Looks like that's a full timeout by Coach Emil Mobach. And he's working his girls. Come on, you got to work on that defense. Get those hands up there. Let's go. What a great game it is. It's a one-point lead. It's 28-27 in favor of the King Cove rookies. It's anybody's ball game at this point, folks. It's 4:17 left to go. There's no signs of tiring on either bench. I think everybody knows this is the final game of the regular season. And people are playing hard, and coaches are working hard to get expectations up, and people playing at their capabilities here. What a wonderful way to end this season, this movement. And we're already looking forward to next year. I hope you've had fun watching your teams, encourage them on. And again, we want to thank our sponsors. Great job out there helping us keep these games on the radio so that we can enjoy the great efforts put in by both of these teams here in our district. What a great time to see, and next year's another year. We're going to have more games, so think about those sponsorships. We want to get these games broadcast all the time. All right, we're getting ready to go. The timeout's over. Eagles have the ball. They're going to throw it in. Desiree finds Madison on the inbound. Way over to Justina. Quickly down to Chloe. Working back. She needs some help. She's going to dribble out. She finds Justina. Takes a look at a three. Stops. Kicks back. They're down by one. The Eagles are. They got 4 minutes left to go. Quick feed to Madison. She's covered up by Kiana. Outside for a long three. It goes up off the iron. Good effort by Alyssa, but can't get there. Wide open is Chanel as she runs the court and drops in a deuce. The defense just couldn't get back fast enough. It's a three-point game. Here comes the inbounds pass. They find Alyssa Ludvig. She looks for some help. She finds Chloe. That's the way to move that ball around. Get the ball moving in the air much faster than the feet can catch up. Justina has the ball. She dribbles down. Desiree has the ball. Drives into the paint. Up off the glass. Oh, it rolls into the canister. No, Chloe is working hard to get that ball, and she came all the way over the top of Cameron. She's going to pick up another foul. And there are 10 team fouls for the Eagles, so that's going to be a double bonus. And give her two shots there. And it's 27-30, 3:33 left to go. That puts Cameron Samuelson to the line. That's the fourth foul on Chloe Gardner. Cameron has the ball up off the back iron and snaps back out. We have some substitutions coming on. We have Dantezza coming on for Chloe and Nicole Gunderson coming on for Desiree. It's 27-30. Cameron has a shot. She has the ball. She puts that one up. That one rolls off the rim, doesn't come back. Madison has a hand on the ball. She gets it back. Cameron's there. She puts up the own feedback, and she's going to get two more points. It's a five-point lead. Here comes the throw in. Found to Madison. Over to Alyssa. Alyssa's got to get the ball quickly. Passes up to Dantezza. Feeds it back to Nicole. She dribbles the ball a couple times. Stop. Feeds it to Dantezza. She's over on the left elbow. Justina is there. She brings it to the top. We're at 3 minutes to go. Five-point deficit. Dantezza has the ball. Chanel Newman commits. Goes past her. Dantezza puts up the ball. Goes out of bounds. Coach Amos yelling for the defense to get after it here. Got to get kids moving, running up and down. And Chanel takes the ball, drives all the way down into the court. And she's going to lose the handle because Alyssa Ludvig was standing there blocking the lane and she couldn't switch gears fast enough. So she slides her feet across the floor. And we're going to have a traveling turnover here. Here comes Justine as she has the ball. She stops a long outlet pass. But Kiana's right there to interrupt the outlet. There comes a quick down outlet to Chanel. She puts it up off iron, can't get it. Comes the girls for a rebound. We're going to have a jump ball between Chanel and Alyssa. Both fighting hard for that ball. Looking for possession. It looks like it's going back to the Eagles' way. It's 27-32. It's a five-point spread. Here come the Eagles. They're down by five. Into Madison. She's got to dribble out of this one. Everybody else, the rookies are playing good defense. Alyssa has the ball. Oh, we're going to have a reach-in foul on number 33, Cameron Samuelson. And as she reaches in, she gets her feet crossed up and goes to the floor. Dantezza was wise enough to go keep shooting that ball. And she... looks like they're going to give her a shooting foul. No. She shot after the foul. So it's just a throw-in. Third team foul. Justina has the ball looking for some help. She finds Alyssa Ludvig crossing the baseline. She gets the ball to Dantezza, who gets a slippery hand on it. Maybe there's too much perspiration going on down there. We're at 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. It's a five-point lead for the rookies. Justina has the ball. She tries to get her to Nicole, but right there is Merrilee. She drives down the paint. She puts it up, and Justina's going to put a slap on that wrist, save that easy layup, and make her fight for it. Of course, we all know that Merrilee is a great free-throw shooter. She's got those wonderful black and salmon-pink shoes on. She gets the ball, doesn't any hesitation, dribbles once, and pops that one up with a long arc, and down it goes. It's a six-point lead now for the rookies. More substitutions. We have Desiree Mobeck and Chloe Gardner back on the floor. Second shot goes up off the iron. Tapped up by Sean Carroll. Quickly fed over to... a little hard work getting it up. That defense by the rookies is great. Dantezza has the ball and drives into the paint, and right there is Merrilee. She grabs onto that ball cleanly and wrestles it to the floor. Another turnover. Possession goes back to the rookies on that free throw jump. Here come the Eagles. They're trying to get the spread in here. Long pass. It shows right into Nicole's hands. Quickly down Desiree tries to work the paint, can't go. She's working between two defenders. We're going to pick up a foul on somebody. Chanel is just coaching on the floor, saying, get those arms straight up, girls. Don't be leaning over them like that. Puts Desiree to the line. She has a chance to pick up. She sets, bends those knees, puts the first one up, nothing but net, and drops that one in, 28-33. Gets another shot at this. She gets the ball. She dribbles. She sets, bends the knees, locks, puts that one up, nothing but net, and it drops in, two clean free throws. It's 29-33. It's a four-point game. Here comes Chanel Newman. She's working up against Dantezza. Quickly dribbles up down the paint, drives through, intercepted there. Oh, we're going to have a jump ball on the floor. And possession goes back to the Eagles. Here comes Dantezza. She finds Alyssa. Quick outlet pass to Chloe Gardner. Chloe's working the ball. Back to Dantezza at the elbow. Down to Desiree. She works down. Can't quite get it. Kiana, nice tip away. Saved by Dantezza. Chloe Gardner kicks it back to Alyssa. Alyssa drives over to the right elbow. Gets it down to Desiree. Puts it up off the iron. Can't fall. Rebound up. Kiana controls it. Can't quite control it. We're a minute and 30 left to go here. It's a four-point lead for the rookies. Sean Kelmack has the ball, loses it on the dribble. Quick outlet pass, attempt by Dantezza, tap from behind by Merrily. Kiana Utek grabs the ball and rips it back to the right elbow. Chanel slowing him down. It's a minute 15. The rookies just want to run out the clock. They're going to have to keep moving. They're playing back around. Amos telling him, get up there, foul that, get that ball moving. Come on, press the defense. Chanel has the ball. She drives into the paint. Kicks over to Merrily, who runs back across the top. They make some feint steps. He's telling them, come on, you're going to have to do something. Bring the defense up. Make them work. There we go. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Dantezza, though. She had to do something to get the ball going. Put Chanel Newman at the line. 53 seconds left to go. It's a four-point lead at the moment. Let's see what Chanel can do to stretch that out. She has the ball. She puts it up off the back iron and falls away. That puts the fourth foul on Dantezza. We get Alyssa at the line. Here we go. Chanel has the ball. She's settling down. Puts that one up. Off the back iron. Comes down. Comes into Alyssa's hand. She feeds it to Desiree, who pushes it ahead to Dantezza. She has the ball. She stops. Pops up off the glass. Comes on away. Oh, what a bad break. But here comes Merrily. They're coming in town. Foul that girl. Don't let them saw the ball. Reach in and foul. Not Dantezza. She's got four. Gonna have to put somebody else on her. Switch up there, girls. Oh, we're going to have a foul. Oh, we have 5 seconds. They just ran back and forth. They didn't pass the ball, so they didn't drive into the basket in 5 seconds. Referee Pogue calls that. Here comes a throw-in. Ball comes in, finds Alyssa. Fed off to Desiree. 30 seconds left to go. They're down by four. Desiree gets around the baseline. She backs up Chloe off the glass, puts it up, and it falls for two. We're 22 seconds left to go. They're calling him, come on, keep the ball running. Here comes a long pass, but intercepted by Desiree Moback. Down to Chloe, but we have a ball. We have traveling on Desiree's part, but she was throwing that ball, and it's going to be a turnover. 15 seconds left to go. The Eagles are down by two. 15 seconds to go. It's going to be a throw-in at midcourt. Here's Sean Kale. Here comes the Eagles. Long court. Oh, he should. Yeah, here we go. A poke away by Chloe. She's looking for some help, but she gives it right back to Sean Kell. Her team didn't break out fast enough. We're at 8 seconds left to go. The rookies just need to hang on to this ball, and they're going to have the victory. 3 seconds left to go. They're working the ball. Sean Kell has the ball. She puts it up at the buzzer. It's an air ball, and that's the final, folks. Wow, what a finish to that game. 31-33 in favor of the King Cove rookies. My, oh my, as Dave Niehaus used to say for the Seattle Mariners, what a game. Wow, that was intense. What a great game. My congratulations to these coaches and to these gals out here and to you parents who've been supporting them. Thank you for bringing us this great student athletics of basketball. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast today and all throughout the season. Once again, the final score was 31-33 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Congratulations to the young ladies out there as they move on to regionals. Again, we want to thank our corporate sponsors, the King Cove Corporation, the Schumigan Corporation, the Copper Whale Inn, GCI, the FV Red Hunter, Wastech Electronics, Grant Aviation, Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, and Peninsula Airways. Thank you all so much for your sponsorship. Virgil, I'll hand it back to you.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for the coverage there, Pastor, and I'll talk with you soon.
All right. We'll see you then. Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.